an uneasy calm returns to Haiti. Hope is rising in the Dominican Republic, and a ministry plants the seeds of evangelism in our next generation. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A sign of temporary calm for the Haitian people this weekend after the upset of election results. Life somewhat got back to normal for the people after two full days of riots. While this may be good news, tensions continue to be high as they await the election recount. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach in Haiti says the government's
saying they're going to do some things, but people are waiting to see. But as soon as there's any indication of something some of the supporters or the candidates don't like, there's always that opportunity to cause problems again.
CWO is looking to be a light for Christ in these dark times. Yoder tells Christians to show the joy of the Lord as they continue to work in CWO centers in Haiti.
They'll see there's something different in them and that they're not putting their faith in the government, but again, can put it in a God who loves them and will care for them.
Many are responding to the gospel, turning to Christ, and being discipled. Next, tensions are simmering in Haiti, with its political future hanging in the balance. Without rioters in the streets, life seems to be returning to normal under the uneasy calm. Baptist Haiti Mission reports that their education department resumed lessons, and the team sent building materials out to construction sites. By Sunday, BHM's church was full again. Given the conditions of the last few days, the team's grateful for a couple of days of peace. Pray this continues. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Tim Chase had hoped to start a new flight program in Nepal, but that may not be what God had in mind. A little over a year into the program, it was closed down. Chase, with his 10 years with IBM, thought perhaps he could use those skills to help with the Nepal Bible Society.
They had wanted to have some electronic Bibles, but didn't have the ability to do it. And so when I came in the door and said, you guys want to try to do something like this, they were really excited to get started.
Chase says it took about 9 months to convert files and customize software, but it's done. He says two new products were just dedicated.
A Go Bible, so they can have the two Nepali Bibles on cell phone technology, and then also an e-Bible program that they can have the Nepali Bible along with a commentary and a dictionary, all in Nepali.
Electronic versions will be helpful to pastors and Bible students, but also help Christians as they travel to Creative Access Nations. Elsewhere, Bate communities in the Dominican Republic are impoverished sugar cane shanty towns. Illiteracy is a huge problem and keeps people trapped in poverty. But they have hope. Worldwide Christian School Steve Goering says not only are they providing access to Christian education, but also their team is working to get the whole family sponsored for school. That way,
our goal is to make sure that a school is completely sponsored or close to that before we move on to the next one. Rather than have, for example, three or four at one school, maybe five or six sponsors at another, we want to impact a community at a time.
They're focusing on a school in Bate Fau. Literacy provides hope for a future and an introduction to Christ.
The teachers themselves are the disciplers. When they're doing the teaching, they're the ones that are concerned about the individual children. They are concerned about the development of these children and the Christian faith within the curriculum setting.
If you have the time, we have links at our website. And church leaders are constantly teaching believers how to share the gospel. It'd be much easier if you'd gotten comfortable with it as a kid. Well, you may not be able to go back and do it again, but your kids can benefit now. The Seed Company offers free weekly videos and activities to instruct your kids on God's Word and to teach them how to tell the good news to somebody else. Learn more about the Kids Discover the Art of Bible Storytelling program on our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Karen people of Burma face unspeakable atrocities every day, yet you may not know about it. Well, here's your chance to know about it through Vision Beyond Borders' incredible DVD documentary and associated prayer guide. It'll help you pray more effectively. Get the DVD and prayer guide by clicking on the link at missionnetworknews.org or give us a call at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.